With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Major changes on the board in the Russia-Ukraine war.
In a major U.S. policy shift, President Biden has for the first time authorized the use of U.S.-supplied long-range missiles by Ukraine to strike inside Russia. That's according to one U.S. official and three people familiar with the matter. The decision comes as Biden is about to leave office and incoming president-elect Donald Trump has said he would bring about a swift end to the war and has expressed skepticism over continued support by the United States. The weapons are likely to be used in response to North Korea's decision to send thousands of troops to Russia in support of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNnews.com, the National Hurricane Center specialist, Felipe Popin, says November has been a very busy storm month. The whole hurricane season has been as well.
Overall activity this year has been well above normal for the hurricane season as well. Even though we kind of had a lull right kind of in the middle of the hurricane season in late August and early September, because of all the activity we've had in the second half of the hurricane season, that's pushed us well above normal relative to what we would expect over a 30-year average.
Meanwhile, Sara has weakened to a tropical depression after making landfall in Belize, where forecasters expect very heavy rain to cause flash flooding as well as mudslides. A group of 32 students from the United States selected to attend the University of Oxford, part of the Rhodes Scholar Program within the coming year, that among an international class representing more than 70 nations around the world. American Secretary of Rhodes Trust says the 32 recipients come from 19 states and represent 20 different schools. This is SRN News. America's moms and dads swung hard to Donald Trump on Election Day.
Exit polls show that parents with kids under the age of 18 switched parties this time around. President Trump won 46% of them in 2020, but this time took 53%, a 7% increase. There were a lot of issues at play, but some analysts point to Kamala Harris's support for transgenderism, which is becoming a major problem in public schools. In many places, teachers are introducing transgenderism to small children, and boys are playing on girls' sports teams. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A pregnant woman in Kentucky filing a lawsuit seeking the right to an abortion in the Bluegrass State. It is the latest challenge to the state's near-total ban on the procedure. The suit claims that Kentucky laws blocking abortion violate the plaintiff's rights to privacy and self-determination under the state's constitution. This is SRN News. The government's Highway Safety Agency says Tesla is telling drivers the vehicles can drive themselves.
That message conflicts with owners' manuals that say the vehicles need human supervision. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is asking the company to make sure its messages are consistent with instructions to drivers. The request was attached to a letter seeking information on a probe into crashes involving Tesla's full self-driving system in low visibility conditions.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Police in New Orleans investigating after two people killed, 10 wounded in two separate shootings along a parade route Sunday. Three people have been injured when a single engine plane crashed near a Southern California drag strip where fans were gathered for the finals of a racing event. FAA says at least two parked vehicles were also struck. More details at SRNnews.com.